Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to the True Nature Podcast. I'm Taj Savitri, your host, mentor for spiritual entrepreneurs and intuitive healer. In this podcast, we explore all things expansion, psychedelics, consciousness, and spirituality. Here you will find transmissions from the world's leading healers and guides. And my hope is that you leave feeling more happy, abundant, and empowered by your life. Most importantly, inspired to live in the fullest, most unique expression that is you. By the laws of nature, when you expand as an individual, when you grow, heal, and prosper, your external world, this planet, and the humans on it greatly benefit. They grow, heal, and prosper because of you. That means we all matter. We all contribute to the growing presence of peace and harmony on this planet. Welcome home to your true nature. Hello, friends. Welcome to the very first podcast episode of True Nature. And this is going to be my solo cast. So me telling you a little bit about my life, a little bit about my journey, my story, really. We all have our own individual story. And I mean, I think mine's pretty interesting. I think we all tend to think our own story is really interesting. And to be here recording this podcast is really surreal for me, to be quite honest, because my voice and my expression got shut down for a good 10 years. When I was a little girl, I was very, very expressive. I would always have these makeup concerts and shows and remove my mattress and stand on the platform of the bed and perform on my pretend piano and sing. And I was also a musical theater and would sing a lot and dance a lot and perform a lot. And I really, really enjoyed the art until I went to high school and I got made fun of. I got picked on and I completely shut down many forms of my expression. I would wear dark clothes to hide myself. I wouldn't smile at strangers. I would do anything and everything that would help other people feel comfortable with my presence. I would do things that would make myself smaller and hide. And so to be speaking here on a public podcast is really interesting because it goes to show how much healing I've done around opening up my throat chakra again when it used to be so closed and I felt really suffocated in my expression. So cool. Happy to be here. Happy to be doing this. So a little bit about my journey. It's, again, quite the story. I guess where I really want to begin talking about my story is when I came into my spiritual awakening, maybe even a little bit before that, because before that, I was deep in the matrix. And the matrix is the way I like to explain it is the fog of society, the fog of illusions in regards to scarcity, to limitation, as if we don't live in a magical, mystical experience. As if the human experience is very concrete and that it's not energetic. And the matrix is also heavily into consumption, into violence, into separation. So it's very much ego driven. And I was very much living in it. I was a participant and no fault of my own because there is a fog that tends to be so thick that it's hard to see beyond that. society is very influential when it comes to marketing, when it comes to the messaging that is being repeated on the news and through media and through newspapers and magazines and even social media. And our subconscious mind is so sensitive that we think that all of that is real because we're just being so bombarded by this consistent message, by this message that is always on. And when I was in the matrix, when I was living a lifestyle that wasn't enriching, it wasn't nourishing, I was working as a fashion stylist. I was working for Fortune 500 companies and I had a very glamorous job, and I was working with models and getting lots of free shit, lots of free clothes, designer shoes at a heavy discount. And I was also engaged at the time to someone I'd been with for 8 years. And we were really in love and codependent and not happy together and individually. So around that time, I was also taking Xanax because I had extreme anxiety. I was very insecure. I had social anxiety and a lot of situations and things that were out of my control would make me feel really nervous. I wanted to control people. I wanted to control my environment to create safety for myself. And so I also did that with my partner. And I also didn't know my purpose. I knew the work that I was doing was really cool and I was getting stuff, which ultimately wasn't healing me. It was just me seeking external things to fill a deep hole inside me that was screaming for me to do healing and to pay attention to my feelings and my body and what was going on. Because around that time, I wasn't only taking Xanax for anxiety. My anxiety was so bad and I was so out of alignment with my life that I had IBS. And I kid you not, I would shit basically having diarrhea for about a year. And that's not normal. And I would go to the doctors and do all these tests and they would try to put me on even more antidepressants. And it all seemed really backwards. So everything came to a head at a certain point. I sat in an ayahuasca ceremony after it came into my field. And the first time I had heard about ayahuasca, I thought it was the craziest thing. Essentially, jungle juice that makes you trip out. Keep in mind, around this time, when I would hear about people smoking weed, or my ex-fiance would smoke weed or cannabis or whatever you want to call it, I felt very judgmental about that. I called it drugs. You were doing drugs. And I didn't like it. I was very judgmental. And so of course I called ayahuasca drugs until I got to a point of doing research and study that I said, okay, what the hell? Why not? I was basically depressed and I felt so lost and my relationship was falling apart that I just needed help. I needed support. I needed something to help me see beyond the fog that I was living in. And I was in therapy. I was doing yoga, but none of that seemed to help. It made it possible for me to have moments of relaxation or moments of me just talking about my problems, but it didn't actually solve anything. And so, of course, I was a bit resistant to ayahuasca, as I mentioned. But I was also really, really nervous. I was terrified of losing control. What scared me the most was hearing that you would purge and you would shit without really having control. And my biggest fear, to be honest, was that I was going to shit myself. I really did not want to shit myself. Like, that's, I think still to this day, that's, I guess I would say that's one of my worst nightmares. I just really don't want to shit myself. Anyway, so long story short, I went into this ceremony, and one of the first experiences that I had was feeling connected to everything, feeling connected to the trees that I could see outside, to the breeze, to the light. I remember the light was just so beautiful and it felt so pure because it was in daylight. And I remember the first realization that I had, the first aha moment with ayahuasca was this deep sadness, this deep pain that I'd been carrying my whole life. And it was how hard I had been on myself, how mean I had been to myself, how much I picked on myself, how much I didn't love myself. And it was when the lights turned on, and that was the moment I had my spiritual awakening. And I'm sitting over here in tears. It was when the lights turned on and I was able to see beyond my pain. I was able to see how my pain affected those around me. When I wasn't taking care of myself, when I was deep in my suffering, deep in my insecurities, deep in my confusion when it came to not knowing what my purpose is or why I was here. Why did I exist? What was my purpose on this planet, that I would project my pain onto others, whether it was trying to control them or saying something unkind to them or not even to them behind their backs, or unkind thoughts, even unkind thoughts towards others. I was able to really clearly see how when we are in pain, we hurt others. We essentially dump our garbage onto others. And it was just such a beautiful, clear moment where the lights turned on. Like, the lights had been off for 20 something years of my life. And it was such a beautiful, powerful, life-changing experience. And so from that point on till today, I honor and still work with ayahuasca. I've been working with the medicine for about 6 years. I've been awake for about 6 years, I guess you could say. And after that ceremony, I felt as though my soul had gone on a fucking rocket ship and my physical body had a lot of catching up to do. My physical reality was not aligned with how far my soul had gone in that journey. And so maybe a month after that, I quit my job working in the fashion industry, and I was still engaged at the time, and I went off to Europe and backpacked by myself, which was scary and one of the things that I've always wanted to do. And I did that for about 2 months. And I did that alone. And it was a very confusing experience for me. It was the first time in my life that I was able to just write and be and not feel as though I had to work to make ends meet, because that's been a lot of my life. That was a lot of my life. My family didn't have money. They still don't have money. I had to pay for my own college. I had to support them in a lot of ways. And life, honestly, had always been a struggle. I came from a Mexican family, and there were a lot of drugs and gang violence and poverty in my family, and trauma as well. And I inherited a lot of that. And still to this day, I'm healing that for my lineage. I'm healing that for my family. And it's a lot of work. Anyway, so I'm backpacking by myself in Europe, and it's a very confusing time. I'm away from my fiance. I'm trying to figure out what it is that I'm going to do with my life now that I've had a come to Jesus moment. And I eventually come back because something wasn't right. Something had happened in my relationship. And when I went back home, my relationship fell apart. My whole fucking world fell apart. And I basically had to start my life off all over again. So just when I thought I was catching a break, my life fell apart. And I laugh about it now because it's been a while, but back then, holy shit, it was as if the foundation I thought was under me cracked. It crumbled. It didn't just crack, it fucking crumbled. So I had to build a new foundation, and one that was not built in the matrix, not one that I had inherited. It was a foundation of truth. It was a foundation of me building my life exactly as I wanted it to be, and to become the person that I saw myself becoming, to become the wise woman, the healer that I always knew was underneath all of the pain and all of the density and all of the fog that I had been living in for so long. So my relationship fell apart. We had houses together. We had dogs together. I thought I was going to get married. So that plan was gone. So everything that I thought was supposed to happen and the plan that I thought I had for my life, all of that went away. I was forced. It's almost as if the universe took my fingertips that were gripping really tightly to this path that I had planned for myself and basically forced me to release. And I did, and it was painful. It was one of the most painful experiences of my life because I didn't have any money, and at this point I didn't have a fucking job. Didn't know where I was going, didn't know what I was doing, and I lost what felt like family to me. So then I moved into a small, almost 300 square foot apartment, which was very humbling for me after living in big houses. And that's when I really began my meditation practice. That's when I really started to dive deep into spirituality. And when I say spirituality, I mean connecting really, really deeply to myself, really getting to know my mind, really getting to understand my emotions a lot better, and connecting to source, connecting to universal intelligence, whatever it was that I was connecting to when I drank ayahuasca. Because I was raised Catholic, and then I converted to Christian. And then after that, when I started practicing yoga, I was like, yo, none of this stuff is working for me. I'm going to be Buddhist more than anything. I resonate with being Buddhist. And so I really, the word God triggered me. I really didn't feel comfortable trying to connect to any higher power. And so when I lost everything, I found connection to God through me, through my meditation, and also through eating mushrooms. So this was a bit of a fun time for me, even though it was hard. I would sit in this small, almost 300 square foot micro apartment in Seattle, and I would eat mushrooms, and then I would sit and meditate for hours. And that was a very expansive time for me. I was using mushrooms a lot, just sitting by myself in meditation in silence, just exploring the universe within me. And then at some point, I got a job working in social media marketing because I thought that that's what I wanted to do at the time. I was really good at taking photos and good at marketing. So I was like, okay, this makes sense. I can do this. And then I would microdose on mushrooms and go to this job because there was still this part of me that knew that wasn't what I should have been doing, but it was the next best step. Because all these things that we do, every little step that we take, every little thing that we try, it eventually gets us to where it is that we're trying to go anyway. They're necessary steps, they're necessary pieces that we need to look at along the way, even when it doesn't make sense. And so during this time period, I was doing that, and I was still going to ayahuasca ceremonies, and I was also doing things like Vipassana retreats. I started getting into Kambo and, gosh, so many other things that would have me face my fears, which was so interesting because I was afraid of everything. And then I started to notice that fear was my biggest teacher. Fear was not only my biggest teacher, but also in a way, when I met any fear, I became so much more free. So much more free within myself and how I related to the world around me, because it was this constant realization that fear is just an illusion and a projection of the mind, a limitation. Fear is comfort, and fear also keeps us in a life that is not full of magic. And because I had been forced at this point, due to being so out of alignment, forced to surrender and to let go of everything that I thought my life should be, I also experienced so much fucking magic. I experienced so much freedom, and I got to this place. And this still comes up for me, but I got to this place where I'd sit in meditation and I would cry because I was so happy. Happy in a way that I've never experienced. Not like you read a really good birthday card happy, but happy in a blissful state. Just a crazy, crazy amount of heart openness and experience of gratitude, which I didn't even know that was possible. And I would look at a sunset and then I would start crying because I was just so happy to be alive. I was so grateful. And so I think this is what happens when you work with a lot of psychedelics, is that you start to see our interconnectedness and how beautiful life is and how everything that you're experiencing is just a creation of your mind and based off of the internal state that you're in. So if you're in extreme gratitude and extreme love for yourself and others, you'll start to experience more of that just through your connection to nature. So after this point of me doing my little stint in social media marketing, I kept meeting my fears, still didn't quite feel like things had clicked, wasn't quite making great money around then, and I jumped, I would say hardcore jumped into coaching and working with people as a healer, working with women specifically as a healer. And that required me to make a big investment in myself. All of my savings from my former partner that I had had, because we had joint finances, any little bit of savings that I had, it all went towards investing in a coaching program. And funny enough, 2 years ago before this, I received guidance through intuition. This tiny little voice in my head said, spiritual life coaching. And I was like, what? Spiritual life coaching? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. I don't know what that is. I don't know of anybody who's doing that. I don't have anybody to guide me. I've done a lot of work on myself, like extreme amounts of work. I've been able to take myself from like ground zero to being reborn and awake and like blissfully happy. But what is spiritual life coaching? And so at this point, I had a choice to leave my social media marketing job and jump into coaching without any sort of backup plan, no money. This was my complete leap of faith. Didn't have any clients lined up either. And the second I did that, the next week, I got my first client. And then I got another. And then I got another. And then I got another and another and another. And so this is my life now. I help women heal. And I coach them. I help them integrate psychedelic use. I help them through huge life transitions. And I help them find their peace and their bliss and their purpose and their joy so that the whole planet can benefit. Because a woman in her fucking power is just, it's something else. It's one of the most powerful forces. And through this whole journey, and there's so much more to my story from childhood up to the point of me being engaged and working in the fashion industry, but I've always been a very empathic child, very feeling, very mystical, wanting to play with magic, making things disappear, very extreme dreams where I would receive messages, but I wasn't raised with mystical parents or conscious spiritual parents. They were very much in the 3D of following the jobs, doing the thing, checking off all the boxes, which is a big part of living in the matrix. And so I didn't understand that I had all of these superpowers and all of these gifts. I'm intuitive. I'm a psychic medium. I tap into people's fields. I'm all the clairs, clairvoyant, clairaudient, all of them. So I'm a very sensitive woman. I can see into the future. I lucid dream. And so I do a lot of this work with my clients and with random people I meet because I love helping people heal. It's why I'm here. And I had to understand my own pain so deeply to be so passionate about helping others find their happiness. And it's been quite the journey going from the pre-woke version of myself that thought cannabis was bad and energy wasn't real to being in ascension, to expanding, to tapping into things that have totally fucking freaked me out at times and really had me, that were really disruptive to my ego and my reality. So everything is, all of my superpowers are still, they're still expanding, they're still developing, but they're strong right now. I just got back from the Amazon forest working with ayahuasca with my friends in the Kuntanawa tribe. And that experience took my gifts to a whole other level. And also my Kundalini practice, being certified in Kundalini yoga meditation, having a Kundalini awakening in the middle of the playa at Burning Man. I mean, my life now is very, very different than it used to be. It's as if I live in a weird book full of magic. And it's really, really fun. And my hope and my wish is that others can remove themselves from the mind control and the fog of the matrix. And that is a bit of my mission. And that's why healing helps. When you do your internal work and you heal, and by healing, I mean, whatever limitations of the mind are there, whatever insecurities there are there, whatever stories are there, whatever relationships that are not healed between you and others, whatever needs resolution, the path of resolution, the path of healing is what clears up so much garbage. It's like a clogged toilet. And when it's clogged, you can't feel your gifts. When you're so stimulated and you're so clogged with all of this stuff that you're trying to numb out from, you can't tap into all of your mystical, magical gifts. It's even hard at times to feel the magic of the universe or see anything outside of your suffering, outside of yourself. And so I'm at a very interesting point in my life. I am headed out to Mexico this coming year to find property with my partner, who is also a healer, mystical, magical Australian man. And he's somewhat of a magician. And we are calling in property to open up a healing center, so others can come to work with sacred medicines and do energetic healing and all sorts of just advanced practices in healing. And the intention for this podcast is to really highlight all the other healers out there that will hopefully be a resource for you to find more freedom, more inner peace, and share their transmissions, because words are very, very powerful to share their medicine with the community and to share their magic on a platform where everything and anything is okay to talk about. Anything and everything is acceptable. Sex, psychedelics, shadows, cry on this podcast, that's fine. Let's talk about traumas. None of the fluffy spiritual stuff. That doesn't work for me. And I, in some ways, say that that's not true spirituality. And I'm being careful about saying that, because spirituality could be eating peanut butter on a banana. It could be whatever you want it to be. But in this day and age, we tend to make things really trendy, like saying that you're deeply spiritual because you charge your crystals out in the moonlight, or you follow astrology blogs or something like that. And to be a spiritual being means to, or I guess on the spiritual path, means to constantly be meeting your fears. And it's a very, 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 very humbling path. And it requires that you're embodied, that you are practicing what you preach. Otherwise, it's just spiritual bypass. It's just like any other illusion. So on this podcast, we're going to get into some heavy things, but it's also going to be really liberating, because real life, the truth of our experience is freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom from judgment, freedom from suffering. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Life is meant to be fun and magical, and you can run around fucking naked and nobody cares. And it's because there's so much self-love in each individual that there's no time. There's no place to judge one another. We see how important each individual and how beautiful each individual being is, and how they contribute to the healing of this planet. So remember, as I said in my ayahuasca ceremony, I noticed that I saw very clearly that when I was in my suffering, how I hurt others. And that's true. I hurt a lot of people. And I also forgive myself because I didn't know better. And think of the flip side of that. When we're in our happiness, when we're in our joy, our fullest expression, aligned with our purpose, living on purpose, living and growing. We're constantly growing and expanding to be the highest version of ourselves. Then we're always going to be affecting others with beautiful, vibrant, loving energy. And so my hope here is that you do find little bits and pieces of information, of wisdom from other beings that hold keys for you. We all have keys for each other, but the beings on here that hold keys for you, there's going to be starseeds, light workers, shamans, witches, magicians, all sorts of amazing people on here that are really tapped in and that will have some important information to share with you all. And so my hope is that you can take some of that and integrate it into your life and free yourself from anything that is causing you any type of pain, any type of suffering, freeing you from the illusion that love isn't the strongest energy, that love is inferior to fear and scarcity and judgment, and allow it to guide you into a place where you are being more kind to yourself with your thoughts, with your words, with your actions. And you're also being kind to others through your thoughts and your words and your actions, so that this planet has an opportunity to heal, so that we can all heal together and restore this planet to come to a place of deeply knowing that we need each other. We need the oceans to be clean. We need the lands to be flourishing with growth. We need each other. We need all the humans, all the plants, all the animals to coexist in harmony. And so thank you all so much for coming here today, taking the time. Time is so precious to listen to my story, listen to this podcast, and to tune into your true nature, to be reminded of the magical, beautiful being that you are. And I am looking forward to growing this tribe together. God, Thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to share episodes you love with those you know who would benefit. The intention here is to help as many people as possible. And don't forget to subscribe to the True Nature Podcast on iTunes and leave a rating and review. This pushes it to more people. The movement gets bigger. To find out more about spiritual life and business coaching with me and to sign up for the newsletter so you never miss an episode, please visit www.tajsavitri.com. Wishing you all a day full of magic. See you soon.